What is up, my dudes and dudettes? Hey, it's Nate Houseman, your guide to the 21st century. And Joe Biden is a suicide bomber. He was put in place to do as much damage to the United States of America as possible and totally wreck his reputation and that of his family, and really at the service of his puppet masters. We're going to get into that, and we're going to look over two major stories that are going to happen this week. One, the possible maybe indictment of Joe Biden and his, the so-called Biden crime family. And also, probably a bigger problem, the expiration of Title 42 and the wave of illegal immigrant invaders coming up through our southern border. This is all planned. This is all intentional. But I do want to reassure you that they're only doing this because they're desperate. They're actually losing. I always say on this program, whether you're watching it on Rumble, Odyssey, or on the podcast, or possibly Twitter now, they wouldn't be doing this if they weren't on the back foot. We are exposing everything, all of their, sinister ways or cloak and dagger, activity. There was a 16-year plan. Barack Obama was supposed to lead the first half, the first 8 years, and Hillary Clinton was supposed to direct the second 8 years, but President Trump interrupted that. And because of that, he took away all their cover stories. He took away all their disguises and lies. And he pretty much short-circuited their plan. And so they're desperate. They're catching up. The reason they installed Biden in a phony election in 2020 was they knew Biden was a nitwit. He was disposable. He was so unpopular that, okay, just do everything we can to implement our agenda with him and then get rid of him. And this article from the Conservative Treehouse, we're going to read this in full in the second half of this program, but I just want to start with the beginning here. Second Biden removal leverage deployed and timed to coincide with first. Prosecutors near decision on Hunter Biden indictment. First paragraph is, if you think of Joe Biden's four-year term in office as an intentionally constructed single term with no limits or consequences to the cascading damage inflicted, and if you think about the ideologues behind the plan to use cognitively challenged Biden as a tool to achieve their agenda, then everything from the way he was installed in 2020 to the disconnected and fragmented policy in Biden's interpretation of them just makes sense. So we're gonna go through Joe Biden's rap sheet as best we can. And then we're going to read this article in full and really discuss what we're up against as far as like getting justice in this country and saving our republic from an enemy who really wants to do us harm. Before we get started, there's a few ways you can support this program. And one of them is click on the affiliate link to NordVPN. This is my VPN of choice. A VPN protects your online privacy and also enables you to access content and websites from all around the world. Say you want to watch something exclusive to the United Kingdom, you can activate your VPN and select the UK and get that content on Netflix or Amazon or Hulu or whatever. Also, it's very important to protect your privacy. In this program, we're going to discuss how crooked the courts are and how they protect criminals and go after the law abiding. I've been saying lately, if they want to get at you, they'll come up with a reason. So it's very important to protect your privacy. And you can do that with NordVPN. I know you're all law abiding citizens, and that's kind of why you do need to protect yourselves. All right, moving forward, let's just go through a bunch of articles from the last couple weeks and really the last couple years, just see what Biden has wrought on America. Over 2,000 U.S. banks are insolvent, according to Telegraph. This is from, I think, the Telegraph website by way of RT.com. So yeah, there's a banking crisis, and they're trying to institute a new financial system. Biden's economic advisor nominee backs the Green New Deal, which we have established is a scam on, in previous videos. Biden is really wrecking our economy. Biden administration pushed out $182 billion worth of regulations in a single week. Yeah, he's hamstringing our economy. The great thing about Trump was he proved the fiscal conservatives right. He cut regulations, and we saw an economy boom like we never have in living memory. And that's one reason why they had to remove them. Because these people are narcissists, psychopaths. They hate it when honest people can make an honest living. Another boondoggle, Biden administration has already spent nearly $1 trillion in the 2023 fiscal year, according to the CBO report, Central Congressional Budget Office. So, yeah, he's piling on the national debt, and also the Democrats in Congress, they're helping him. And if you couldn't, there's no way this is, you know, there's just no way he's simply incompetent. This has to be intentional. He is intentionally, actually, his handlers are intentionally trying to overthrow our country. I recorded this video a few months ago. We have bigger problems than the balloon. Remember the Chinese spy balloon that flew across the country from the western coast of Canada to the east coast of the U.S.? And Biden just sat on his hands? Yeah, that was a boondoggle. A couple years ago, a year ago, I covered gas prices. The first thing Biden did when he started occupying the White House was he reneged on the leases to companies to drill on federal lands. He's halted, you know, a large part of America's energy production and kneecapped our energy independence. Why would he do that? You know, unless the only reason he would do that, the only legitimate reason would be if climate change was real. And we have determined that it is not. I've established that. So now, a little more recently, Biden says he will veto a Republican border bill that would keep Remain in Mexico in place and keep building the wall and allow immigrants to be held in detention for longer with just 3 days until Title 42 expires. I don't know what's up with the Daily Mail and why they make their headlines so long, but give them credit. At least they tell you what's going on in their article. So yeah, he's going to block any, you know, legislation to actually secure the border. What's more is, according to the Gateway Pundit, this is from yesterday, May 9th, Border Patrol agents irate after Biden regime tips off dangerous illegals on what entry points to avoid as 700,000 to 1 million illegals gather to storm the U.S. border. So U.S., you know, the federal government flags are actually helping these illegal migrants invade the country. That's from the Gateway Pundit. Another story by the Gateway Pundit is authorities identified the suspect who rammed his SUV, killing 8 and injuring 18 in Brownsville, Texas. Oh, you remember that story? Sunday morning, a Range Rover SUV plowed into pedestrians in Brownsville, Texas. The vehicle, okay. So it looks like the driver was an Hispanic male who had been taken into custody. How much you want to bet he's a illegal invader? How about this article? And this is going to tie into another thing that, you know, Biden is trying to push on us. Suspected California serial killer. Oh, wait, that's the next article. But yeah, another criminal from across the border, suspected California serial killer identified as illegal alien who came to U.S. as unaccompanied minor under Obama. So this guy, he's a serial killer. He's 21 years old. When he was a kid, he snuck through the border under the Obama administration. So thanks, you alleged Kenyan, alleged Hawaiian Manchurian candidate. So, right, here's the, remember the Texas small mass shooter a few days ago? Identified as 33-year-old security guard named Mauricio Garcia. The alleged shooter has now been identified as 33-year-old Mauricio Garcia, who was also killed during confrontation with law enforcement officials. He was 33. House that was raided. He had no serious criminal record and was working as a security guard. But I found another article saying that he had been in the Army and he was removed in 2008 over mental health issues. So that's another thing. All these mass shooters, all these mass shootings that happened really have ramped up in the last, since last November, why are there so many mass shootings while Biden is occupying the White House and probably Obama is occupying the White House basement? They may or may not be planned. I mean, we don't have smoking gun, but we do have, there have been articles suggesting that a lot of these mass shooters are on certain medications and they have certain, you know, mental disorders, like they're on antidepressants or SSRIs or SRRIs. I can't remember if that's the right acronym, but a lot of these mass shooters are not well, and the propaganda machine is using these mass shootings to really, you know, try to disarm Americans and remove our self-defense rights under the Second Amendment. So, and that's really where we need to hold our ground. Self-defense is a human right. We have a right to self-defense, whether it's, you know, through handguns, machine guns, switchblades, baseball bats, bare knuckles, martial arts, taekwondo, jiu-jitsu. The Second Amendment is not limited to muskets, as the left wants to assert. It says the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. That's because the founders knew that weapons technology would evolve over time. They knew human beings used to use clubs and stone axes and swords and bronze spears and steel swords. And they had guns. They knew weapons technology would evolve over time. So they just said arms. So individually, we have a right to defend ourselves against violent criminals. Now, the problem we face with that is a court system who's going to go after clear cases of self-defense. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But before we go further, I want to discuss a couple other services that you can utilize, and that'll help support my program as well. One of they are both cryptocurrency exchanges where you can buy and sell Bitcoin or a whole lot of, you know, cryptocurrencies. One of them is BitFi, and the other is BitGet. BitGet is very, you know, reputable, although it's not necessarily available in the United States. So if there was a way to access websites from other countries, you might want to look into that, wink. But what's great about both of these is their copy trading. You can look up, you know, a copy, you know, a person with a good record of successful trades and profitable trades, and they will make trades for you if you open up an account with them. So now I want to stress, investing and trading, there is risk involved, but this might be one of the most, you know, lucrative methods of passive income there is out there. And I am all about the passive income. You know, you can't just rely on a 9-to-5 job anymore. So many people like work two or three jobs and they work a collection of side hustles. So you need something to bolster that, you know, boost that. So moving on, as promised, we're going to read this article from the Conservative Treehouse, and the author of this website is Sundance, and he or she, I don't know, or they always have some really good takes here. But the reason Biden has rammed so much detrimental garbage on our country is because he's a puppet. He's a suicide bomber. He's a sacrificial goat. If you think about Joe Biden's four-year term in office as an intentionally constructed single term with no limits or consequences to the cascading damage inflicted, and if you think about the ideologues behind the plan to use cognitively challenged Biden as a tool to achieve their agenda, then everything from the way he was selected in 2020 to the disconnected and fragmented policy and Biden's interpretation of them just makes sense. As our friend Lee Smith summed up in early 2021, Joe Biden is an avatar for Barack Obama's third term. That's why, you know, you hear the phrase Obama in the basement. That is what we have been witnessing. A term in office where every policy wish list and far-left agenda item could be triggered without any care or consequence of political damage. The people behind Biden are ideologues using this unique opportunity to further the fundamental change. From that perspective, every single granular move during the Biden term makes sense. However, this also means there's no term two in the design. The damage will be so great, there's no way for a second term. Well, we the people will stop the damage, and I'll go over that a little bit later. Again, if you accept that background and ignore the puppet presentations, everything currently underway that seemingly makes Biden look vulnerable and disposable makes sense. It's not Republicans trying to take him down, it's Democrats who will use the Republicans to assist them. Into this landscape comes second leverage point for the removal. The vulnerability represented by Hunter Biden. Hunter. This approach also explains why the Hunter Biden investigation was completed long ago and the Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, Obama minds, were simply waiting for the timing of the election calendar. Earlier today, a main justice whistleblower provided the triggering mechanism for one removal approach. Here is another. Quoting, looks like the Washington Post. Prosecutors are nearing a decision on whether to charge President Biden's son Hunter with tax and gun-related violations, according to people familiar with the matter. The culmination of a four-year investigation that Republicans have sought to portray as evidence the Biden family is corrupt. And we can't just focus on the Biden family because they are just one spoke in the wheel. Biden's attorneys met at Justice Department headquarters in downtown Washington last week to discuss the case with U.S. Attorney David Weiss of Delaware. According to people familiar with the matter, who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing criminal investigation. Typically, that sort of meeting in which defense lawyers urge prosecutors not to seek an indictment of their client or to seek reduced charges comes toward the end of an investigation. The people familiar with the matter said Weiss was nearing the end of his decision-making process, although they offered no specific timetable. They cautioned that the probe has taken longer than some officials thought it would, frustrating some law enforcement officials, and conceivably could slow down again before a decision has been reached. Every single conflicting point reconciles if you accept the Biden program as a one-term disposable effort. This is Sundance, you know, talking again. The timing's up. Now the removal leverage is deployed with enough time to present the branding needed for the Biden replacement. Assets like Susan Rice are pulled from the White House. The Obama embeds position to avoid damage, and the circumstances for Biden's removal are created by the same people who control the collection of the evidence against him. There isn't going to be a Joe Biden DNC nominating convention in Chicago. There isn't going to be another presidential race by Biden. It was never the intention from the outset in the 2020 plan to use him. Biden is in the process of being excommunicated from the party. His usefulness exhausted. This is the disposal phase. The only thing left to negotiate are the terms of the exit. So they think Joe Biden has done sufficient damage, especially with the expiration of Title 42, that they think, okay, now's the time. We don't need him anymore. Let's dispose of him. Let's get rid of him the same way Voldemort got rid of Quirrell. Now, that article I just read was from a week ago. A couple of days ago, Sundance also posted this article. And I'm not sure I agree with him, but I kind of think Americans can walk and chew gum at the same time. James Comer pledges to help distract Americans from Title 42 expiration and border reform by holding press conference with explosive Hunter Biden evidence next Wednesday. So this is dated May 7th. Today is May 10th. It's Wednesday. This is the day. Now, the thrust of this article is James Comer, Republican member of the House of Representatives, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, is going to drop evidence of Hunter Biden's and the Biden crime families, foreign bribes, and overall crooked dealings. And the reason for that is to distract from the invasion of the southern border. Like I said, I think Americans can handle two things at once, walk and chew gum at the same time. So I still have hopes that James Comer is one of the white hat patriots that are going to straight things out. He's just focusing. He's just doing his given assignment. But you've got all these stories here. Joe Biden bribery allegations were brought to the Department of Justice in 2018, 2 years before similar claims by whistleblowers. So the deep state flax in the Department of Justice were sitting on evidence for who knows how long. They were just waiting for the right opportunity. Stephen Miller, former, Trump, advisor, says the Biden crime family financial scandal is the biggest foreign corruption scandal in American history that we know of. Now, then that reaches all the way to the Oval Office. Oh, I think we are still peeling back the onion. We are still pulling back the curtains on all the corruption and rot that's been happening in the halls of power in our country. We still have a ways to go. There's a lot we haven't covered just in the last 2 years since Biden started occupying the White House. He's been red-pilling the whole world. So that's one good thing that's happened, that's been happening with all this. We still have a ways to go. And when we do fully, get to the final boss in all of this, the root cause of all of this rot, the puppet masters, then we the people will be able to strike back lawfully. But James Comer, it says, do not indict Hunter Biden before Wednesday. Now, here's where we have reasons for concern, because the DOJ is, supposedly indicting, the Biden family, like Hunter and all that. But like I said, that's just for show. Look at the way they treat anyone they don't like. DOJ files criminal charges against GOP Representative George Santos. Now, you might have heard about George Santos on Twitter. Freshman representative from New York State embellished his resume, and the left just excoriates him, saying, oh, he should resign because he's a liar. Well, look in the mirror, you nitwits. This guy's obviously being railroaded. And someone else is being railroaded even worse for all the world to see is you-know-who, the rightful President Trump. This is an article from earlier today. New York jury finds Trump not guilty of rape, but guilty of defaming his accuser by denying it. We come back to a conservative treehouse. Man, Sundance has been knocking them out of the park this week. The nature of our politically corrupt justice system takes on new clarity today as a jury in New York City decided President Trump did not rape E. Jean Carroll, the crazy moon bat funded by political operatives, but President Trump did defame her in his denial of the accusation. Thus, the jury awards damages to the false accuser while finding the accused not guilty. Right. What Trump is doing is he's using himself as bait. He's drawing all the negative energy from the deep state, from the political class, from the globalists, and he's pretty much bring it all out of the sunlight. He's using himself as bait. He can handle this. He's gonna appeal this decision. Whether or not he gets a fair shake in the appeal, that remains to be seen. But there's two ways. Either way, he wins. Either he wins his appeal and gets out of this, or he exposes the rot and the total two-tier justice system of the courts and why we have such reason to be concerned over the courts. Like I said, we've got George Soros-funded prosecutors in certain cities that are being totally really soft on crime, on violent crime, and going after people who defend themselves. We're going after, there are like members of the, we've got the FBI raiding Mar-a-Lago over, you know, faulty, you know, document and declassified information. What this is all doing is showing the people what a clown show this is. And like I said, it looks bad, but that just shows that it's the bad guys are getting desperate. It's not getting worse, it's getting exposed. I pulled this page up here. Oh yeah. This is a video I did a year ago. Why we're caught in the rat race. There's more money than there's more death than money. And this I wanna mention this video because you feel free to go back and watch it. This shows like one of the root causes of a lot of corruption and just overall misery in our country and around the world, because the financial system is rigged, because we're all trapped in this hamster wheel of debt. And that includes our government officials. Like, they're on the hook for the banks and the debt collectors just as much as we the people are. So, and they're probably a more enticing target for blackmail or for bribery or for making some money on the side in less than honest ways. They've got more temptation than anyone. So that's how these judges, how the FBI, how certain crooked attorneys and prosecutors, that's why they do that shit. You know, that's why they are driven to do this kind of crap. Now, there is some very good news in all this. I always want to white pill you. I'm not a doom and gloom black pill, you know, individual who says, oh, it's all over, we're doomed. Because I'm saved by grace. I know that, you know, God is working through certain, God is working through his people like President Trump and a lot of the white hats and bring us out of this, you know, situation to bring good into the world. Former Trump advisor Kash Patel says Americans are catching on to the Biden administration lies. And it's not just the Biden administration lies. It's the corporate lies. It's the Black Rocks. It's the Wall Street. It's the Federal Reserve. I'm not entirely 100% sure about the Freemasons and the and all that, but I'm sure that's an angle on all this. But people are waking up to the corruption. You know, talk this about your definitely have some conversations with your Uber drivers, with your bartenders, with your if you have a chance to talk to people face to face and not get so worked up online and be more civil. There's a lot we can cover. So that's a good thing. And another really good development here is Tucker Carlson announces a new show on Twitter soon. So you can't shut Tucker up. Now, whether we believe he actually does hate Trump or not is beside the point. Tucker likes the truth. He has demonstrated that on his Fox News program. He's demonstrated that on his website, Daily Caller. He is another one of the white hats. Whether or not he likes Trump or Elon Musk, they all have a common goal, and that is exposing the rot in the world. So he buckle up. He's going to he's been set loose, really. So this is a good thing. And the more individuals like him and the people on Rumble and Odyssey and podcasts, and to a lesser extent, YouTube, the more we are able to discuss things freely, the more sunlight we bring onto these, really, these enemy elements, you know. So I will let you go. Things look bad, but like I say, it's only because they're getting desperate. It looks bad, but it's really just getting exposed. So I will let you go. I'm Ian Houseman. I need to work on my website. It's having some trouble Normally, I would refer you to my website, but it's having some trouble. I think it's time to update my change hosting companies. But definitely share this out on social media. Give it a thumbs up on whatever platform you're viewing it on, and fight the good fight. I'm your houseman, letting you know it's okay to stand up for yourself more than ever. Have a good one.